Wakey, wakey, bitches. It is officially time to wake up, and you guys are all asleep. Welcome to Charles in Charge. I'm Nicola Charles, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, where we are about to move from a democracy into a dictatorship ruled by lies about health and science by our formerly, what we believe to be democratically elected Premier Dan Andrews. Who knows about that anymore? Who knows about anything? Up is down, black is white, the sky is green. Dan Andrews' new pandemic legislation cannot be allowed to go through because it has nothing to do with health. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's to do with the destruction of Australian people's lives. And I truly, truly believe that all signals and all evidence would point to that. And not Australians that have committed any crimes. Yes, I know that we used to be a prison colony. And obviously, the Queen has given the okay, given the hoy, given the head. Yeah, sure, turn it into a prison colony again, at least in Victoria. Thanks very much to the Crown for that. After you've lived a very long and well-supported life as a monarch, as British royalty, a blessed, a gifted life, the repayment you give to those who've supported you is absolute demolition. If you don't understand how evil this is, I can't help you. It is about to move in Melbourne, Victoria, into the next phase, and the next phase isn't to protect us from the flu. You know that, I know that, we all know that, and yet, seemingly, democratically, because our MPs in the lower house and the upper house have clearly been said, vote this way and I'll put 20 mil in your account, vote this way and I'll put 50 mil in your account. Why? Because they are blowing through our GDP, our budget, our tax dollars, everything that our nations hold. They're just blowing through it, giving it away. Bloody Gladys Berejiklian gave 170 million of taxpayers' dollars to her boyfriend for a business deal so that his life could improve. One man who was clearly crooked because he was sleeping with the New South Wales Premier to get what he wanted. And believe me, she's a tough lay. She's not a looker. You'd need a few million. You'd need a few million to tap that. She gave $170 million of taxpayers' money to her boyfriend, was investigated, had to resign as Premier of New South Wales after locking everyone in, sending in her goon squads into poverty-stricken immigrant communities. Really noticing a theme here. We'll be talking a bit more about that later on. She was investigated. She resigned. That's how heavy it was. Oh, she's going to bring shame on the establishment, the fake political establishment, who are really being run by others. I believe Victoria is about to move into the next phase in the Rockefellers' plans to own and control entire cities in their resilient cities networks, of which, unfortunately, Melbourne was sold as one or offered up as one. Not sure by who. Certainly not by Dan Andrews. He's as much of a puppet as anybody else. Predominantly, I believe, to see if they can get away with it. Because in the new pandemic legislation, when they say we can target certain groups, I hope you realize that those certain groups could be your children. Do you understand that the certain group that could be targeted would be your children? Anyone aware of that? Anyone? Anyone? Does anyone even care that the certain groups that could be targeted could be your children? I believe they want 100% of Melbourne vaccinated, and I noticed that was discussed on a chat with the Australia One Party yesterday. I'm not a fan of that guy. I find him difficult to watch, but I'll be honest, I find all politicians difficult to watch. And also, I think it's very worrying for Australians, particularly Victorians, to be scaremongered any more than they already are. So when they talked on the Australia One Party chat about people going door to door and force vaccinating them, and of course, that could always be a potential, I just think It's very unfair. People have had enough. How people aren't like physically fighting back at this point, I don't know, because things are so awful here. But I believe they, the cabal, the Rockefellers, Dan Andrews, they want 100% of Melbourne vaccinated. Perhaps that's when Bill Gates will emerge from a private jet, having just guffed out enough CO2 emissions to demolish an entire country's carbon footprint. 100% of Melbourne poisoned. What a shame. What a great, great city this was. Controlled and out of the way so that they can enslave the sick and the weak. Because it's non-stop. The videos are devastating that I'm seeing about how people have been devastated by this, how they've been forever changed by this. And they don't care, and people are seemingly not doing anything about that. People are seemingly not fighting back. People who are vaccinated can't ever get their health back. They can't fight back for themselves. They can't even run, because if they did, they'd have a heart attack, because they've all got myocarditis and pericarditis, and that's permanent. The heart can't repair and they need a transplant, and you got buckless chance of that, and they know it. There are doctors' letters that I've posted on social media. Doctors who have now had enough, they're willing to risk it all, their careers, where they've listed devastating adverse reactions, massive lists of them that they've seen personally, not that they've heard of, that they've seen personally. And they are now getting behind the movement, which all doctors should now get behind. I am calling on all doctors who've seen this. Now, I understand that some GPs are terrified. And they've been threatened and they've been sent letters from the authorities saying that they'll be fined over $20,000, $100,000. They'll lose their license, this, that and the other. But unfortunately, these doctors, particularly in hospitals, in ERs that are seeing people come in, they must speak out. I've spoken to these people and they must speak out. They must speak out. And later on, I'm going to play for you someone who is suffering greatly, who wanted to come on the podcast and can't. This is just devastating to me that's being done. This is being done to Victorians. Clearly, this is a precursor to Bill Gates' next pandemic, because, of course, if you just get one sniff at smallpox or Marburg, then all of Dan Andrews' basic prison Victoria, not even an open-range prison, a locked-in prison with your homes being the actual prison cells, kick in. And nothing is for nothing with these schemers. Nothing is for nothing. We're already seeing the disgusting treatment of Indigenous people in Australia in the name of health. Come on. It's certainly not health. It's something else. And I think we all know what. The world needs to know. This is a call. This is a global call. You want global? This is a global call out to you in the world that Australia appears to be being ethnically cleansed. That's what it appears like. To me, that's what it appears like to our Indigenous tribes. You could dismiss it as a conspiracy theory, couldn't you? Until you see Dan Andrews' new pandemic legislation, where the legislation allows the government of Victoria, the Dan Andrews administration, i.e. the Rockefellers, to target individual groups. Well, it seems those groups are becoming very well defined as the situation polarizes. Are there any honourable nations left out there in the world? If there are, please help us, either with sanctions or speak out. Help us. Australia has been welcoming to all cultures and all nationalities for years. We were your number one holiday destination. We welcomed you. We fed you. We helped you go diving. We helped you go fishing. We took care of you. Australia is a peaceful nation. Probably why it was chosen for this. And that now peaceful, hardworking nation, that peaceful, hardworking nature that they have is being used against them. We should have been alarmed here in Melbourne, Victoria, when our new gangsters rolled into town, because that's what these people are. Because the first thing they did was round up all the old gangsters. Do you remember when that happened at the beginning of the pandemic? And I gotta say, oh, I was awake then, but not as awake as I am now, because I totally believed the media narrative. I totally believed that this quaint story, it was quite clever, isn't it? They're quite good. They're definitely working with Hollywood scriptwriters. The narrative that a cop and an FBI mate were having a beer one day in a bar in Melbourne, because you know the FBI always hang out in bars in Melbourne. And together they devised an app that would convince criminals, and we're talking hardcore Melbourne gangsters, and like, you know, we had the mob here. I don't know if we still do. I don't know where they are. They too maybe have been paid off. But we had the mob in Melbourne, and you didn't mess with them. You didn't fuck with the Melbourne mob. And apparently this app convinced all the criminals that they were using a secure communication system, you know, like a private browser type situation. But really they were being spied on by the cops and the FBI, who knew everything they were up to. Come on. Come on. Apparently they then rounded up 200 of Melbourne's best mob guys. These, and they arrested them and they took their guns. There was photographs. Look it up. They took their guns, they took their Lamborghinis, they took their penthouse suites, all seized. And I'm sorry, I no longer buy the two mates having a beer scenario that they came up with an app, because they spy on all of us all of the time. We now know that these devices we hold, the one I'm talking into now, the smartphone, is the biggest, cleverest spy trick they ever played on us. And they wanted all these badass dudes with guns and, you know, quite bad attitudes out of the picture before the badder badass dudes rolled into town. Now, I'm going to play for you in a minute a clip from a father in an Indigenous tribe discussing what happened to them yesterday, just yesterday. And what's interesting about this is it happened on a day that Scott Morrison was in Newcastle talking about new industrial schemes that would be climate crisis friendly. And he stood there with his counterpart from industry, and they did that thing where they said, oh, you know, we thank the First Nations and the tribal leaders for the land, the ground that we're standing on, blah, blah, blah. This, what now appears to be just a nice little bit of virtue signaling by everyone involved in Australia, because they certainly don't seem to mean it. While they were standing there talking about climate change and how industry was going to help climate change, this is what was happening to an actual member of an Indigenous tribe in Australia.
Hey, everybody. It's Saturday night. It's about midnight here in Darwin. So we attended a peaceful gathering today, a march for our freedom. As expected, we were intercepted by the police. The police went after my children, knowing that would get me involved, and they went after me and they arrested me, my son, my daughter, and my son-in-law, and were quite physical and violent with all of us. Sprayed us in the face with pepper spray at close range. A police officer by the name of Paul Kirkby, he's a Freemason dog. He was punching my daughter on the ground while coppers were holding me, and he was looking at me and saying, do you like this? That's how disgustingly piss weak these dogs are. You punch my daughter on the ground while I'm being held back, you gutless piece of shit. Well, this is nothing but an attempt to silence me. And the fuckers have triggered my neck again. This is nothing but an attempt to silence me, right? This is an attempt to push me back, silence me down. Well, problem you got is this. The information I have that can bring this whole territory government down has already been sent off to about 50 people. And I'm going to expose you all for what you are, a bunch of treasonous, fraudulent, criminal, lying, pedophile protecting, bunch of cowards. Yous are evil beyond the word evil. So Your attempt to silence me is not going to work. Now I'm going public with everything. And to Paul Kirkby, you think you can punch my daughter and do that? I'm going to take you to the cleaners. Legally, for the record, I'm going to take you to the cleaners. But I assure you, and I assure your Freemason masters, and I assure you, Michael Gunner, you coward dog, sitting back, sending out, using taxpayers' money to target me privately because I'm speaking truth, because you don't like what I'm saying at the rallies and the people are hearing the truth and they're waking up. That's why you're scared of me, Gunner. You're a piss-weak piece of shit, all right? And I'm going to make sure that I expose you along with all the other dogs that are doing this to the people. And when the war tribunals start, the war crimes, Nuremberg 2, now I'm going to make sure I'm sitting there when you get dealt with.
So this is going on. It's nonstop. He goes on to talk about them rolling into the towns and giving them T-shirts and money to vaccinate. And it's just extraordinary. It's just extraordinary that they are getting away with as much as they're getting away with. And no one is happening. No one is helping on the world stage. And it just makes me think that perhaps perhaps this is that coordinated and that no help is coming. And I just can't see this ending well. I think Australians initially were so disbelieving that anything was as evil as the conspiracy theorists were saying that they went along with it and they said, look, we'll get vaccinated and we'll get back to work. I think they're in shock. I think the vaccinated people, certainly the ones I know, are in shock at how they've been floored by these adverse reactions, how they've been disabled, essentially, haven't they? Now, if there's something in this that can be affected by an outside influence, whether it be 5G, whether it be a sound, the way it happened at that Travis concert in America, that, you know, they believe that they used a certain frequency and like 100 kids had a heart attack. Whatever's going on, they have disabled these people. They're weaker. They certainly can't march. They certainly can't fight back. It's the clever weakening, isn't it? The poisoning of a people. For really what must be the next phase. And the disparity between what our leaders are saying and what they're actually doing and sanctioning is shocking. So you're standing there thanking the First Nation people. And at the same time, you're having people from these tribes arrested. The police have got girls on the floor and they're punching them. And I mean, where's Black Lives Matter? Where's Antifa? Because Antifa was all over the US government website when Joe Biden took office. If you went to antifa.com and clicked it, it took you to the US government website, Joe Biden's website. That's how with them they were. So where's Black Lives Matter for the Indigenous tribes of Australia? Where's Antifa for the Indigenous tribes of Australia? That shows you how fake and total bullshit this narrative was, because they are not there to help these people. And we're not there because they live out in the tribes. They live in different parts of Australia. This country's huge. We're all spread out. So most of us in the cities, unless these videos get out, we don't actually know what's happening. Well, now we do. Now we do know what's happening, don't we? And what do we hear from Black Lives Matter and Antifa and international governments who we've supported in the past and the Australian people have been so welcoming to? Fucking crickets. Absolute crickets. And it doesn't matter how many people speak out about this bullshit publicly, it seems to continue. Here's another one. Here's a flight attendant in America who got vaccinated and she's totally regretting her decision. Have a listen to this short clip.
Good morning. Like the governor said, my name is Lisa Williams. I'm a single mom. I live in Tampa, Florida, and I have 31 years as a flight attendant with a major U.S. airline. I'm here as a representative for Airline Employees for Health Freedom, a group of over 2,000 of my coworkers who are suing our airline for unreasonable accommodations of indefinite unpaid leave in lieu of taking the vaccine. Accompanying me today are Freedom Flyers, pilots, Freedom Flyers. We are not anti-vaccine. We are anti-mandate. My employer has done everything possible to prevent folks like me from exercising our Title VII rights to protect our faith and our medical autonomy under the American with Disabilities Act. People were told that they were effectively resigning, would never fly again, or would lose their retirement if they didn't take the shot. The lies and the pressure was unbearable. On September 2nd, when I learned that the window had passed to get an exemption to the mandate, I was fearful of losing my job, which would cause me not to provide for my children, and I caved under duress and got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That was the single worst decision of my life. I violated my faith because my employer made me choose between my God and my job, a decision that almost cost me my life. Due to my body's adverse reaction to the jab, I was rushed to the hospital. Every day, the side effects linger, and I suffer chronic pain. Even though I only took the shot because of the mandate, my employer refuses to allow any workman's compensation claims and will not acknowledge their role in my situation to help me. Meanwhile, they continue to systematically terminate my co-workers who are resisting the violation of the court restraining order. Employees must have the right to choose what's best for their individual faith and for their personal medical situations.
So we've got millions of these coming out, haven't we? We've got literally millions of these coming out and no one seems to care. It doesn't make any difference. We're all just sitting here, what, waiting to die, waiting to be threatened, waiting for somebody else to come and save us. But I'm telling you, I don't think anyone is coming to save us. And so what we need to do is we need to find a way. We need to be brave. And we need to think of a way where we can save ourselves. Because I don't think anyone is coming to save us. I don't think anyone is coming to save us. So what does that mean? What does that mean if no one is coming to save us? We have to save ourselves. How can we save ourselves? Well, you can start by petitioning your MPs. You can start by telling them you don't want these mandates. You don't want your children to have these mandates. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing that? Why are we just sitting there and taking it when our children are now at risk? It's incredible to me that we are just sitting there and taking it when our children are about to become at risk. You've got Sesame Street now. Sesame Street, brought online. What's it going to be? Big Bird, let's talk about myocarditis. This is ridiculous. This is torture, what's going on. This is beyond. You know, you've got farmers. I've got a clip sitting in front of me now. You've got farmers globally telling us that the government are making them crush their food back into the ground. You've got the British government putting out tenders for large-scale human body storage. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get disgusting. You can't undo this once you've made the decision. So there are two decisions. The potential suiciding of oneself to comply and die. Or the true horror that may await any of us if we stand up and we fight. If we stand up and we fight and we say no. So for me, the option is this. Are we going to be taken? And if you don't understand that we're in a war, if you don't understand that you are actually in the middle of a war, in the middle of the apocalypse, a different kind of war. This is what they wanted, the fourth industrial revolution. Unfortunately, within the fourth industrial revolution, they don't wish to have 95% of you. How do you think you would feel if buses rolled up to your schools and offered your children $500 each and t-shirts to vaccinate? They won't need to, because your kids will probably behave and go, okay. That's what they're doing to Indigenous tribes in Australia. The option is comply and die, or fight for freedom and face whatever horrors they have waiting for us at the other side of it. And yes, understand they do have horrors. Dan Andrews' pandemic legislation is the first horror. Because while they stand there on virtue signal, do you see the similarities? Do you see the similarities? Scott Morrison allowed all the Black Lives Matter marches. Joe Biden encouraged the Black Lives Matter marches and sponsored Antifa. But where are Black Lives Matter and Antifa for the Australian Indigenous tribes? Where are they? Where are you? Where are all the people speaking out? I'm ashamed of some of my vaccinated friends. Some of you have come out in support. Some of you have got your head down, haven't you? You're going to work and you're not worrying about anybody else. Oh, but you're worried. You will worry when that booster needle comes at you and you begin to feel ill. Some of them were placebos to get everyone else on board. Do you understand? They're not all placebos. They won't all be placebos. Are you going to end your existence on this beautiful planet with these beautiful people all alive at the same time in history on your knees or on your feet? This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.